The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. For the next hour, lots of information that you can use to improve your health. And you say, well, I'm pretty healthy. I don't get sick. I feel pretty good. Most of the time, I sleep all right. I don't have any pain. Well, we can keep it that way when you learn how to support your good health with the right nutrients. And in addition to the information that you'll hear about on today's show, I want to remind everybody that on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill, we're going to be hosting a free seminar. So lots of information at this seminar that will, again, enhance and support what you hear about right here on Natural Doc Radio. And so if you'd like to join us on Saturday morning, 10 a.m., please give a call, 954-748-4991. 954-748-4991, just to let us know that you're coming so we can plan for the right number of people attending. And so I'll be talking about nutrition and some critically important substances that you need to know about, as well as some of the threats that you may be exposed to that will upset that very balanced and supported good health that we all come to rely on. And we'll be talking about the UVLRX, an incredible antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, antiparasite therapy, so helpful for supporting how your immune system works. So, seminar Saturday morning, 10 a.m., and for the next hour, lots of information you can use to support your good health and improve it. Okay, Dr. Slavin, what's on the agenda for today? Good morning.
Good morning, Janet.
You thought I was never going to stop talking. I took a breath. Now, over to you.
Well, you know, healthcare is the same old. Nothing has changed in the last 30 years that I can tell, except some more high-tech equipment. But what I'm talking about is if it were indeed really healthcare, or even a better name, a better misleading name than generally saying healthcare. How about health maintenance organizations?
Ooh, which are even talk about more misleading.
And the reason I say that is because their whole approach is to treat symptoms. It's as simple as that. If you had a car and you had to continually put air in the tires, because every day you'd wake up, it's flat and you have to put air in it. I mean, that's what they're doing with healthcare. You know, they're just giving you drugs to cover up the problem instead of fixing the flat. There's a nail in the tire, take the nail out, patch it, and then you don't have the problem. They don't do that. But you, like I say, you treat your cars better than the healthcare system treats their consumers.
Okay, so pharmaceutical air in the tire is essentially what we're dealing with the way health care, and I use that phrase advisedly, is practiced in this country.
Well, yeah, think about it. Every day you get up and you take that medication because the effects from the day before wore off, so now you got to take it again. So, you know, you've got a problem causing that high blood pressure or causing that high cholesterol. And they've convinced you that by changing a number with a drug is just as good as repairing the problem in your body so that it functions properly and the numbers return to normal on their own. They've said the two are equal.
Okay, so I have some questions for you, Dr. Slavin. Two of the most commonly prescribed drugs that I see so many people taking, and actually I'm thinking three categories now. High blood pressure, so pharmaceuticals to lower your blood pressure, pharmaceuticals to lower your cholesterol, even though I'm not quite sure how many people still believe the idea that they need to lower their cholesterol so that they don't have heart attack or stroke, and pharmaceuticals to lower their glucose. And so let's go with the first one. Dr. Slavin, somebody comes into your office with elevated blood pressure. They're taking a pharmaceutical. The blood pressure's unstable, and the doctor that's caring for them is suggesting adding more blood pressure lowering drugs, and the people are already experiencing some side effects associated with lowering blood pressure pharmaceutically. What do you say to that patient?
Well, first of all, it depends how high the blood pressure is, because if it's just borderline high, the recommendation is you check it on three separate occasions to really determine whether it's high or not. Ideally, if you're a person with high blood pressure or suspected high blood pressure, you should get your own blood pressure monitor and check it at home where you're in a more relaxed environment, just to see if that's true. I hate to think how many people are taking medications unnecessarily.
Okay, now you said something very important to me. You said if it's borderline high, do you have any number reference range in mind for people to understand what might be borderline and when they might be moving out of that borderline state?
Well, you know, the definitions of blood pressure, just like the definitions of a lot of diseases, have changed in order to sell more drugs. But they don't say that's the reason they changed the definition. They say it would be more beneficial if you had lower blood pressure or if you had lower cholesterol.
And they don't mention that it would be more beneficial, not necessarily to the patient, but more beneficial to the pharmaceutical companies selling those drugs.
So in order to answer the question, I like to use the cutoff of 140 over 80, over 90.
I can hear the collective gasp out there. 140 over 90?
Yes, because, I mean, that would be the upper limit. However, if you're much older, I wouldn't raise the 90. The diastolic, you know, stays at 90. But you would tolerate a higher systolic blood pressure. I think right now and I've seen it firsthand, where patients are put on medication that's lowering their blood pressure too much, and they're becoming symptomatic from a low blood pressure. So you have to...
What might they be experiencing if their blood pressure is lowered by pharmaceuticals to too low a level?
Well, dizziness would be the main thing, but also diminished blood flow to the brain, which is why you're dizzy. But it can also cause signs of a stroke when you don't have enough blood flow to the brain. So you have to be careful, especially in older patients. You got to be gentle. They're not going to clear the medication as quickly from their bodies. So, and you have to monitor them closely. you know, I mean, every doctor has some difficult patients to control the blood pressure, and you have to see them frequently until you find out what works. But
so, well, here's the patient, and they might not necessarily be that high. 140 over 90, but they're on medication. Their doctor wants their blood pressure even lower than they're achieving with the medication that they're currently taking. What are some of the suggestions that you might make?
As to
optimizing.
To improve your blood pressure without medication. Okay, well, first of all, I'm not against putting someone on medication in the short term.
Right.
Because high blood pressure is going to damage your kidneys, your heart. Those are the main ones, but it can damage your eyes.
Your little blood vessels, your eyes, yeah.
So you don't want high blood pressure for a persistent period of time. So you control it with medication, but then you have to go through the reasons or what people are doing to themselves to create the high blood pressure. You know, they say now that one in three Americans have high blood pressure. Why is that?
I know why.
They lowered the number, so they created more
And beyond that number, there's sugar or an artificial sweetener in every processed food. So people more and more are choosing some easy to put together meals that are based on processed foods, and the sugar content, the processed carb content may be higher than it should be. Then the other part of it is the sodium and potassium ratio in those processed foods can be out of balance. So you're creating imbalances with your food choices.
Now, they like to incriminate salt intake,
right,
as causing high blood pressure. I think in certain instances, it's clear that, you know, excessive salt intake will cause you to accumulate more fluid because your body wants to dilute the salt because it doesn't like a concentrated amount of salt. So that excess accumulation of fluid in your body might raise your blood pressure. It might also, in susceptible people, cause pulmonary edema. In other words, excess fluid in your lungs or a swelling of the ankles. And then what do the doctors do? They put you on a diuretic and, just compounding one problem with a new problem.
They make the problem worse with regard to you're losing beneficial minerals, and in particular regulating that sodium-potassium ratio that's so critical.
So when we come back, we'll go through the specifics as to what changes you need to make to lower your blood pressure so you can get off your medication.
Okay, fabulous. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut, or your digestive function, is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life. Just want to let everybody know that you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and a reminder about Saturday's seminar. The number to call if you'd like to join us for Saturday's free seminar, 954-748-4991. And we're talking about natural approaches that you can use to improve your blood pressure. You don't necessarily have to be a slave to taking that blood pressure lowering pharmaceutical every morning. There are ways to naturally support healthy circulation, heart function, and blood pressure. Dr. Slavin?
All right. We were talking about high blood pressure. I'm just curious as to which ailment that people have creates the most expenditures.
Okay. So That's an interesting question.
And I don't know if it's interesting how certain information you can find and other information you're not going to find.
I'm going to say, you know, the statistics that are coming out recently, Dr. Slavin, show that it's going to be, in the future, incredibly expensive to deal with all of the aging population that will be dealing with dementia and ultimately a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. So that's one of the approaches. So, I should tell everybody that in a week I'm going to be speaking to a group of Alzheimer's caregivers, and I'll be talking about healthy eating for a healthy mind. And when you are supporting your body, when you're supporting nutrient levels of all different types, fats, proteins, healthy carbohydrates, fibers, and so on, the ability of your brain to maintain optimized function is very well assured. And so a week from today, I'll be talking about a healthy body for a healthy mind, and I'll be giving people more information about how to hear that presentation. Okay, what are the statistics, Dr. Slavin?
Well, like I said, it's difficult to find these statistics because
it's difficult because
just don't want that information specifically to.
So sometimes even Google can't get us where we want to go.
But here's an interesting report.
Okay, and the report is found where?
Well,
the Washington Post.
The statistic is 1 out of 3 Americans have high blood pressure. And what's interesting is, you know that blood pressure cuff that they use? They're using the same technology today that they did back in the 1890s when it was invented.
Oh, I just love it when we found something that works, right?
Well, it's interesting. So the original blood pressure cuff and the original ones were with mercury and I call it a sphygmomanometer. That was invented in 1896, and they use it today. Only they've done away with the mercury part of it, and they have newer, user-friendly, and portable devices.
It's very important to me. One of the points that's being made in this article, Dr. Slavin, is that you go maybe once every 3 months to your doctor's office and you have your blood pressure checked there. And based on the reading that may be done just once, it's recommended that you take a certain antihypertensive pharmaceutical.
Now, I remember years ago when I first started out, I had an ambulatory blood pressure monitor that I thought was the ideal approach to identifying whether someone needed to be on medication or not, because what that means is you walk around with a blood pressure that's continually monitoring, you know, blood pressure cuff continually monitoring your blood pressure, and what you find is that a lot of the people who have been diagnosed with high blood pressure really don't have it. What they have is white coat syndrome. So, you know, you get nervous when you go to the office and your blood pressure a little bit higher. And reverse is true too. About 10% of the people who are normal in the office may have high blood pressure that goes undetected. So walking around for a day or so with a blood pressure monitor could be helpful. I guess they figured it would get too many people off medication because they wouldn't need it. Unfortunately, that's not done. So they say an hour or so into sleep, the blood pressure of most healthy individuals will fall by 10 to 20% and then stays low until shortly before they wake up. But there are variations. And there was a... So the problem with high blood pressure, it's very simplistic to think you go to the doctor's office, he takes your blood pressure, and that's what it should be. What if you had eaten that morning with a high sugar meal? You're going to have artificially elevated blood pressure.
Coffee, tea, sugar. Okay, so here's the person coming in. They're taking a blood pressure drug. They're dealing with the side effect typically associated with using that drug. And what are the recommendations for that individual? One of the things that I think that you test on all of your patients, Dr. Slavin, is red blood cell magnesium level. How critical is that?
It is, but here's why they didn't like the use of ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. And this was a study published in Lancet. Lancet is a British medical journal. And they said the use of ambulatory blood pressure monitoring would probably save Britain's National Health Service $15 million over the first 5 years, mainly by avoiding treatment for those with white coat hypertension. In other words, people are being treated when they shouldn't be treated. And if you understand that in the United States, the annual cost for treating high blood pressure is $156 billion. That's with a B, because it's a big problem here, and maybe it's
a big moneymaker here.
That's true.
That $156 billion is going somewhere, and it isn't into patients' pockets.
You know, everything gets down to politics, which is unfortunate, and the public doesn't realize that it's all about economics rather than what's best for the patient. I mean, how many times has your doctor discussed what your diet in the context of high blood pressure? He probably says, cut back on the salt. And that's probably the extent of the recommendation.
Cut back on the salt while shaking their finger at the patient. And then the patient says, well, doc, I feel so, so tired. And I don't use any salt in my food. I don't eat high salt processed foods. So I'm already doing that. And still my blood pressure is too high. And I'm so tired.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is they added iodine to salt because they recognized the widespread iodine deficiencies that people had. So they added the iodine to salt as a source of iodine because they weren't, people weren't eating the seafood and the sea vegetables. And now they're being told don't have the salt, so they're not getting the iodine, and you have another deficiency being created. So we said earlier, it's the sugar and the fructose you have to avoid. How do you do that? Well, you have to understand, and this is the area I think most people make a mistake with, is fruit. They're having a little too much fruit, and the fruits that taste the best, needless to say, are the ones with the highest amounts of fructose. So this time of year, remember, mangoes. Mangoes are super high in the
sugar category.
One of the highest.
Okay, so melon, I routinely recommend that people be very cautious about how much melon they consume. And lots of people might be saying, okay, well, I need iron, so I'm having my raisins. And again, very high concentrated sugar.
So usually I would say if you're going to have fruit, you know, stick to berries, raspberries, blackberries, cherries. They're out this time of year. You know, look for the organic cherries, strawberries. They're all pretty low in the fructose content. So if that's where you have to go. If you're going to have the seasonal fruits like mango right now, you just got to be careful how much you have.
Who can eat just a quarter or a half of a mango? I don't know about that.
Well, you know, see, nature didn't want you to have a lot, because that's why they put that big pit inside a mango. Very difficult to peel. So the first step in order to find out if you have a problem is not really taking your blood pressure, although that's done routinely, is checking your fasting insulin level. Because if that's elevated, you have a problem, even if nothing else shows up. So you want to pay attention to that, because the fasting elevated insulin level, if it hasn't already led to high blood pressure, it will over time. It'll also lead to high cholesterol. It'll lead to weight gain.
Elevated triglycerides.
So, you know, heart disease then. So you want to pay attention to that. And most people, you know, would probably make these changes if they realized that they were doing this to themselves, but they've been told fruits are healthy. And nobody makes a distinction between the berries, which have the low glycemic index, and the mangoes, which have a very high glycemic index.
Nobody makes a distinction between fruits and vegetables, and we hear, eat your fruits and vegetables, and that's incorrect. That music means that it is time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. When we come back, we'll find out how we can lower our cholesterol, our triglycerides, our glucose level, and do it naturally. We can move away from those pharmaceutical side effects. Stay tuned, more to come.
Why should I do blood testing? I feel fine. Advanced Medical Testing provides information in advance of symptoms developing. Get the health information you need to stay healthy. Get the information you need to minimize the need for medical treatment. When you know where to focus your efforts, the results can be rewarding. Get healthy. Stay healthy. With the information you need from Advanced Medical Testing Center. 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
How do you know what testing you should get at Advanced Medical Testing Centers? Advanced Medical Testing Centers offers testing packages at reduced rates so you can test for most common health challenges, hormone imbalances, immune issues, heart problems, blood sugar imbalances, and many others are available at AMT Center. 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about how it is possible to support your good health and not be attached unnecessarily to consuming pharmaceutical drugs. And so if you are dealing with high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, high triglycerides, and elevated blood sugar, and the recommendation from your healthcare practitioner is here's the pharmaceutical for your blood pressure, here's the pharmaceutical for your cholesterol and triglycerides, and here's the medication for your elevated blood sugar. And so those are the chemicals that you're consuming every single day, and it doesn't have to be that way. Dr. Slavin?
Well, that scenario, indicates people are on a lot of drugs, the things that they have total control over, and if they just followed a few simple steps, it might make a big difference and reduce their need for drugs. Isn't it interesting? It was, about 10, 15 years ago when they introduced the Medicare drug plan. This is the way to firm up the sale of drugs in this country.
This is the way to firm up the hold of pharmaceutical companies on government-funded health care.
Yeah. Before that, if you had to pay for a drug, you would clearly say, let me look for a safer or less expensive alternative, because if I have to pay out of pocket for both, I'll look for the safer, less expensive, effective alternative, which is not a pharmaceutical. But now, if you have a choice, well, insurance covers the drug, I'll take the drug. And that's the way people think. Unfortunately, they don't realize they're missing an opportunity to improve their health. So what I like to recommend for patients, first thing, is intermittent fasting. That means eat only during an 8-hour window every day. It gives your body 16 hours to work on itself and correct any imbalances, including insulin levels. So, that, to me, makes a lot of sense. Next thing is optimize your vitamin D levels. I mean, it's not just about putting calcium in your bones. When you optimize your vitamin D levels, you're actually helping to improve your insulin levels. You're going to improve the condition of your arteries, and you're going to improve the elasticity of blood vessels. So it's a simple thing. Improve your vitamin D levels. It's not enough to be within the range, which is 30 to 100. I still say get up to 60 to 80 in that range would be important. The biggest issue for most people, and it's very difficult to measure it, although we have some devices that do measure stress, and most people aren't aware that they're even under stress. And stress is manufactured by many people. In other words, they do have control over it. And when I have this discussion with people, I say you just have to change the way you think about things. They said, well, I can't do that. But that's unfortunately, that's the way, one of the ways you control stress is to change how you think about things. So many of us worry about things we have no control over, and that doesn't make any sense, but people still worry about it. So you have to think about that. There are lots of books written on the topic, so that's, my recommendation is, see what approach would work for you. Other approaches, of course, for stress reduction include exercise, meditation, Another area that you need to pay attention to is your omega-6 to 3 ratio. We get a lot of omega-6s in our diet and not enough omega-3s. So you have to consider that, increase your omega-3 intake to balance out the omega-6s. So you get omega-3s from fish and from supplements. So, and we test for that too, by the way. I mean, those tests are available. I can guarantee you doctors aren't routinely testing for that as well. Another area that you wouldn't normally think about when it comes to high blood pressure, and that's optimizing your gut flora. You know, that plays a role as well.
One of the things that happens when you don't have an optimal content of beneficial bacteria, a balanced ratio of the different types of gut flora, a diverse gut bacteria is very important. What those microorganisms do in your colon is neutralize debris that may be hanging out. And if it hangs out for too long a period, it gets reabsorbed into your bloodstream and then is able to do damage in your body. So hormones that have been metabolized but not necessarily eliminated from your body, those can be neutralized by the presence of beneficial bacteria. And those hormones, if they get reabsorbed, can contribute to a whole profile of problems.
Now, for some, well, we talked about, you know, salt is may not be the issue with high blood pressure, but salt is different than sodium. And you have to pay attention to the sodium-potassium ratio. And here again, we do that test. It's called an EXA test. It's an intracellular measurement. If you're eating a diet of foods that are not processed, you will naturally get high levels of potassium, but when you start eating a processed food diet, then you're going to start getting higher levels of the sodium and lower levels of potassium, and that could lead to high blood pressure too.
It's interesting because if you look at the little food facts box that's on processed food or packaged food, you'll see what the sodium content is, the sugar content, and so on. And when the sodium content is on that package and there's no indication that there's any potassium in the product, then you see that you are on the way to creating an imbalance with that critically important sodium-potassium ratio.
And for some people, eliminating caffeine might be helpful. That's why it's important to have your own blood pressure monitored. See if it makes a difference for yourself.
Okay, one of the things that caffeine does, though, is actually stimulate neurotransmitters. So there are some people who might not necessarily be sensitive to the blood pressure aspects of caffeine and do very well with a very judicious amount of coffee consumption, and that is brain chemistry stimulation. So there's the good and the bad, and that's pretty much what we're talking about here, Dr. Slavin. Balance, correct ratios, the good and the bad, the risk and the benefit.
Now, here's an interesting one. I'm going to just briefly mention, you don't want to be deficient in vitamin C and E, so make sure you're including that in your diet. Avoid synthetic forms. That means you should buy your vitamins in a health food store, a grocery store, or a drug store. And when you read the label, like you know, we've mentioned so often, you want it to say D-alpha tocopherol and mixed tocopherols. You just don't want the D-alpha tocopherol. And you don't want to, if it says DL, that's synthetic. And the same thing is with vitamin C.
Variety of different forms of vitamin C.
Now, I know Linus Pauling didn't make a distinction between the synthetic or the natural. And I don't know what the latest thinking. I would usually defer to Linus Pauling.
Okay. The thing is, sometimes ascorbic acid forms of vitamin C upset people's digestive systems. And so they might do a little bit better with camu camu sea or some of the natural forms from superfruits. The thing that I wanted to mention, Dr. Slavin, very often doctors tell patients not necessarily to use vitamin E supplementation, and they say that it might be a contributing factor to elevating blood pressure.
Now, the next one is kind of interesting, and this is a study done back in 2008 that showed that taking 1,000 milligrams of olive leaf extract daily over an 8-week period caused a significant dip in both your blood pressure and your LDL cholesterol. Now, I'm going to defer to Janet on this, but my knowledge of olive leaf extract was in dealing with infections.
Absolutely. It is extremely effective at antiviral activity. So viruses that people might not necessarily know that are making them ill or elevating their blood pressure are vulnerable to the olive leaf extract.
Well, but they don't come out and say it. They say the olive leaf helped lower the blood pressure, but they stopped saying, you know, they stop themselves from saying that therefore infections are a contributing factor to high blood pressure, and that's probably why the olive leaf extract is effective in lowering both your blood sugar and your cholesterol.
Well, it's mentioning specifically LDL cholesterol was lowered in that 2008 study. And the LDL cholesterol, when it's elevated, is very indicative of inflammation. Inflammation in general is a response to some sort of infectious agent.
And here again, the tests are available for all of these things to see that you're correcting the problem, but the doctors just don't do it. I see a lot of patients that come in from other doctors, not just one, from dozens, because they're not being satisfied or helped, and they bring the lab work in and it's so minimal. It's a shame. When we come back, we're going to talk about a way to raise your nitric oxide level in the blood.
Okay.
That'll help lower your blood pressure as well.
You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimrelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Stay tuned. More to come. Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage from free radicals, helps to energize on a cellular level, helps to enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Go to Janazon.com to learn more. JANAZON.com.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Delicious, fragrant, moisturizing. What is it? Janabomb. The best taste from all organic ingredients to smooth your lips. The best fragrance from all organic ingredients to soothe a bite from a mosquito or no-see-um. Heal your chapped lips. Stop the itch from an insect bite. Just a dab of Janabomb on your lips or on a rash and get relief.
Jana Bomb's great for lips, rash, or insect bite. Find out more at Janazon.com.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And just before the break, Dr. Slavin said we would learn about how to improve nitric oxide circulating in our bodies and how that nitric oxide support actually improves blood pressure and a whole lot of other things. Dr. Slavin?
Well, I know recently you see a lot of commercials for beets.
You must be watching something different than me.
Okay.
I didn't see that. I had no idea.
And they, I think one of the products that they advertise is Super Beets. I bought different products. It's a powder you mix with water. It tastes good. It's supposed to raise nitric oxide levels. And they promote it as increasing energy.
Well, how I have used beet extracts over the years with my clients is for any kind of liver dysfunction, beets are like medicine for your liver.
Now, here's the thing. Beets are one of those crops that
can be a problem.
That they may spray a lot. So you want to, if you're going to try a product like that, you know, just make sure you get one that they do have it that's organic.
Absolutely.
So you can avoid the pesticides. But here was an interesting, some interesting tips to lower blood pressure by increasing nitric oxide. One is, you know, taking a warm bath. And we can even improve upon that one more step by putting Epsom salts in the bath, which is magnesium salts. And that can help lower blood pressure. And I'm going to let Janet talk about this one. breathing in and out through one nostril.
Okay, now, what I'm familiar with is a yoga relaxation technique, and when you relax, your blood vessels relax, and the technique is alternate nostril breathing.
So this would also be a form of stress reduction.
Absolutely. And so alternate nostril breathing is you close off one nostril, you breathe in through the open nostril, you close both nostrils, hold for a count of eight, open the opposite nostril, and breathe out through that nostril. And you repeat that 8 to 10 times. Then you reverse the procedure. So the one that was closed off for the first breath, that one becomes the open nostril. And it's a relaxation technique and almost an oxygenation technique. There are so many incredibly beneficial breathing techniques that you can find out about that do excellent things for your brain, excellent things for stress relief. And this, in my opinion, because you're doing a relaxation approach and your muscles relax, that allows your blood vessels to open up, which is a function of nitric oxide.
So I would recommend, this was new to me, if you go to YouTube and you could put in alternate nostril breathing, or you might even want to just call it yoga breathing, I think you'll get information and you'll see it demonstrated. They say it's a great approach for dealing with depression, stress, anxiety, weight loss, appetite control. How long should you do it for?
Well, I try to tell people that they don't have to spend a lot of time. They don't have to isolate themselves. They don't have to make it into a big production. 2 or 3 minutes of doing this, even 1 minute of doing it, creates a physical benefit. There are diaphragmatic breathing exercises that are excellent for digestion. And then there's something called breath of fire, which is a huge oxygenation benefit to your body. And when you oxygenate your blood and tissues, your brain works better. So many different breathing techniques that achieve dramatic physical response.
And one of the sites, I mentioned 5 minutes a day. So maybe you do a minute and a half, three or four times a day.
Right.
So it could be very helpful. Certainly, in my opinion, preferable to taking medication.
Okay, here's another one. There are a variety of different choices. It could be 6 breaths a minute. It could be 8 breaths a minute. And learning those breathing techniques, it helps you to get through stressful circumstances. And nobody even needs to know that you're doing it.
Now, here's an interesting one, and I haven't seen it. It's on YouTube. The category was breath and blood pressure, slow breathing and its effects on blood pressure. Now, anybody can do that, and it's probably very helpful, not just for your blood pressure, but just for relieving stress. And then they talk about how to perform the 4, 7, or 8 breathing exercises. So... I'm interested. Maybe I can convince Janet to give a little seminar on these yoga breathing techniques.
Oh, it's something very dear to my heart, really.
This is really important stuff that people don't know about.
I had a very serious neck injury when I was 18, and yoga absolutely supported my recovery from that injury. And I think without yoga, I could very well be a different person than the one that I am today. So I learned so much with yoga practices.
And there's even a short YouTube video about this topic by Dr. Andrew Weil. So there's a name you know.
Okay, and so we don't take Dr. Weil's advice with regard to vaccines, but he may be very accomplished with his yoga breathing techniques. So he's part of the way to enlightenment.
So, you know, this is very interesting because it's going to help a lot of areas because so many people have, you know, under stress. And if you were just to do this a couple times a day, and nobody has to know what you're doing.
Exactly. You can very easily do it in a crowded environment, and nobody is aware of the changes you're making within your body. There are so many different approaches to achieving health and wellness. And sometimes, Dr. Slavin, people might say, oh, well, you're a health nut with regard to yoga, meditation, organic food choices, some of the variety of stress reduction techniques. And you have a quizzical look on your face. And so I'm saying a health nut, some in a pejorative sense.
No, what I'm thinking is a health nut, which we think is a good thing. So I'm thinking, what's the opposite of a health nut, a disease nut?
Okay, and unfortunately, many times people think that the only way to move forward is to use pharmaceuticals, to use some very high-tech approaches to controlling different health issues that may come up, different symptoms that may arise. And there are so many different absolutely natural approaches, easy to use.
I just want to also mention they also have music that can help lower blood pressure, meditation music. But then I want to ask you, because I've suggested yoga to patients over the years, it's just a good form of exercise and a good form of stress reduction. And they think there's a religious component to yoga. How would you answer that?
Okay, there is a spiritual component where it's more in the area of self-discovery, but it is not associated with any particular religious beliefs. It would not interfere in any way with an individual's religious beliefs. It would be enhancing to whatever your beliefs might be.
So go to YouTube and just put the search into breathing to lower blood pressure. I think you can that's probably, you know, a shorter version where you'll get access to all these different approaches to lowering your blood pressure through these simple techniques.
I think people will find it kind of an exciting journey to understand what control they actually have over their body's responses to stress and foods.
Now, isn't that sort of a... makes me think of Tony Robbins when he has people walk on the hot coals. And isn't that and I don't know why some people walk and they don't get burned, and other people walk and they get burned. And I know people that have attended his seminars. And I can tell by the look on Janet's face, she's happy that we hear music.
And we'll be back tomorrow with more on Natural Doc Radio. A whole new discussion tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.